here's a story from The World.
Early on in the pandemic, South Korea was seen as a huge success story in fighting the spread of the coronavirus. Its effective testing, contact tracing, and quarantine systems helped keep the infection rate relatively low and avoid an all-out lockdown in the country. But over the past month, those measures seem to have stopped working. New cases and deaths in South Korea have nearly doubled in that time. Here's Korean health official Kwon Jong-wook speaking through an interpreter about the surge at a briefing today.
In Korea, we are seeing an upward trend of the daily tally, and it's once again in its four-digit number. And today we had 40 additional fatalities, which is the highest daily death toll since the first outbreak here in South Korea.
Reporter Jason Strother is in Seoul. So, Jason, it seems like the systems South Korea put in place to control the virus in its early stages are just not keeping up with how the virus is spreading now. Why is that?
Well, Carol, the first wave of the pandemic here happened in the city of Daegu. It's a much smaller city than Seoul. And the epicenter was in a church. So, I mean, there was a logbook of members, let alone the ability for contact tracers to locate all of those people who had potentially been exposed. The way it has spread now in the capital area, which is home to about 25 million people, it hasn't been able to keep up with the way the virus is spreading.
So how is it spreading now?
Well, there are still cluster infections. There are church outbreaks here in Seoul. There have been several hundred inmates and personnel at a prison that have fallen ill. But it is largely community spread, about a quarter of all these new infections. And yeah, it's around 1,000 every day now, have been taking place in households, according to health officials. This makes it much harder to trace when there's not, you know, an epicenter, a core outbreak happening like in previous waves.
Is there pressure on the Korean government to take even bigger steps, like more of a real lockdown?
The South Korean government is kind of dangling the threat of raising the health alert system to its highest level. We're at the second highest right now. But I think authorities are afraid to do that because of the economic as well as political repercussions. If we do move to level three, and frankly, we should have been at level three already just based on the standards of the health protocols here, it would really hurt many small businesses that are, you know, just barely holding on now as it is. So I think authorities really want to, you know, hope for the best and are just continuing to encourage people to limit their social endeavors, of course, practice social distancing, just in hopes that they won't have to take any more drastic actions.
What's the vibe there right now in Seoul? I mean, are people concerned? Are they being much more careful and cautious? What's it like?
Throughout the pandemic, Carol, people have been very vigilant here and have followed social distancing protocols. Mask wearing is not an issue, but it is hitting closer to home. The previous outbreaks, the first one in February happened in Daegu. It was generally isolated to that region. But now in Seoul, people know someone who has been infected. So it is seeming more real to Koreans. And just looking out on the streets, you know, over the, you know, the holiday, this past holiday weekend, people weren't going out as much as they normally would have. So I do think people are taking the government's request very seriously.
What about vaccines? I mean, I understand U.S. forces based in South Korea started getting vaccinated today, but the local Korean population has not started getting vaccination shots. When is that expected to happen?
The first vaccinations are slated to be administered in February, but officials are saying they might not have enough of the population vaccinated sometime until the fall, and that is not fast enough for many South Koreans.
Jason Strother in Seoul, South Korea. Thanks a lot, Jason.
Thanks a lot, Carol.